Thank you, Jean and Francis. That was beautiful. We will read our scripture, and if you'd like to join me, that is in your Bible, Matthew 2, 1 through 11. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men came from the east and came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star as it's rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all of Jerusalem with him, and calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him in Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, "And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people, Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen in the rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with love and joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Thank you, brother. Think about all these things. And, oh my goodness, what am I going to do now? I'm having all these phone calls and cancel everything. And so I went to town and I retraced all my steps. And I talked to one gentleman where I'd been at the distance over there in South Dutch. And he said, "Well, if you think I'll let you out anywhere, it's probably not." And that really was awesome. So I go back home. And lo and behold, I set it on my dresser at home. Here it was, my phone. So I called my wife, Chris, because I was so happy that I found my wallet, and I was joyful about that. I kind of remind you of the widow that the lady in the scripture where it talks about she lost her life, and she's the whole house to try to find that. When she found it, she called all her neighbors. Cell phone, I use that a lot of times. My wife's voice is hers. So you call the number and it rings. And you search for it. After a while, you'll find it. I've lost my work the other day, too. And I set something over the top of it. Anyway, it's always a joy to find those things. think that we really need in our lives. And that story describes a good news of joy that came to those who were seeking. Then he speaks of the shepherds and angels in his account. In today's scripture, Matthew tells of the Magi from the east, the three wise men we call them. Some say there were four, possibly. We don't know exactly how many. That's what he said. How many wise men? But they didn't bring three gifts. What do you think? That's a thing that probably there were three. The most logical place to find this new Lord? Well, probably in the palace of the king. And so that's where they go to Jerusalem to find the king. Can you imagine they were a little bit disappointed when they found a new Lord baby there? In fact, nobody knew anything about this king that's supposed to come. But they've been traveling so far to come and they honor. Well, and also there was this old tyrant of a king who was, he was a little bit less than sincere about finding this new and the revolution of Matthew was a start here, and then into the house of Bethlehem. They were considered pagans, yet they sought out Jesus. Interesting that God, the God of the universe, chose to reveal himself to outsiders. Puts the group on the fringe of society, and the Magi from a society and religion entirely foreign to the Jewish king they had come to worship. Our God is several classic modern day Christmas stories that I always enjoy this time of year. And all the problems started with books, then became movies, and then all the things came on the big screen, or whatever. The first is A Wonderful Life, the story of George Bailey, and his revelation that his life isn't from nothing, and that his life was actually made. That it made a mark, and that without him, life would have been different. The second one, my brother John's favorite Christmas story, a Christmas story, not John's favorite. John would always start the Christmas season by listening to a regular reading of that kind of story and the connection of the Ebenezer Scrooge. Usually, it would come on. John was sitting there listening to it through his ear through the radio. Well, he was usually by himself when he did that, and he would be in the other room or something, watching TV. The picture didn't mean a whole lot to John because John was blind, of course. But I always was amazed how many times he could listen to that story. Of course, that story was coming out of a lot of it. I think that through the love of St. Luke, realize that Christmas and what Christmas is truly about. You all have options here, the outside of your parents, CSU, or all the who's and who's bill, and have the third Christmas toy. And we all can feel like that curmudgeon at times, I think. We all kind of get down and grumpy. And we look like everyone else to feel exactly as bad as we do.
Jesus can do that. Don't let you look at that.
This was the one with all the sunset and the stars. And he writes, the Grinch, with his rich and high standard of the snow, so he tells him that it came without rhythm, it came without tags, it came without copies. And he goes on 3 hours for this part of the story. And then the Grinch pops up in the air and maybe Christmas perhaps is a whole lot more. That season, as we seek the Christ child, may we make room for not only him, but also for our people. And for those who seek Christ and come from every